45,000 dock workers along the East and Gulf Coasts are off the job over pay and, they say even more importantly, automation. Search teams still trying to track down hundreds of people unaccounted for after Hurricane Helene. ABC's Faith Abube is in Asheville, North Carolina.
Some people here without food, power, or water are growing desperate by the minute. In fact, we saw a couple of people along this road yesterday who were so desperate that they were going through the storm debris, trying to find any kitchen item they can find so they could put it over an open fire and cook something to eat.
The first and only vice presidential debate will be held tonight. Both campaigns have been trying to lower expectations for Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. The Israeli military moving into southern Lebanon for what it says are targeted operations against Hezbollah militant leaders. The IDF is warning those along the border to evacuate as it blows up tunnels and arsenals. This is ABC News. History made in Mexico today with Claudia Sheinbaum set to take the oath of office as the country's first woman ever to serve as president. She won the election in June with nearly 60% of the vote. The White House today marking a milestone birthday.
In honor of President Jimmy Carter's 100th birthday today, the North Lawn of the White House will feature a display with the message, Happy Birthday, President Carter, and the number 100. President Biden wished his dear friend a happy birthday with a video message, saying he admires him so darn much and calls him one of the most influential statesmen in the country's history.
Your hopeful vision of our country, your commitment to a better world, and your unwavering belief in the power of human goodness continues to be a guiding light for all of us.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
So long to sell-by dates on food, at least in California. The governor there signing a measure that gets rid of them, saying they are too vague and cause confusion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin today. He speaks in Wanakee this afternoon and Milwaukee tonight. Republicans have been urging Trump to spend some time in Wisconsin's bluest counties. Democrat Kamala Harris stumps in the Fox Valley on Thursday. The people who declare the winners on election night say they plan to be fast, accurate, and transparent. Anna Johnson is Washington Bureau Chief for the Associated Press. She says her organization is in the business of declaring winners, not projecting them.
The only way we declare races, so whether it's a presidential race or it's, you know, state legislative races, is when we are absolutely certain that there is no way that the trailing candidate can overtake the leading candidate.
Johnson speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force, known as Wisconsin Task Force 1, have been deployed to North Carolina to assist in the response and recovery efforts due to the flooding left by Hurricane Helene. Wisconsin Emergency Management Administrator Greg Engel said, quote, Wisconsin Task Force 1 is a state asset with specialized training and capabilities that not only helps protect Wisconsin communities, it can also respond throughout the country. States supporting one another during natural disasters or emergencies is a core emergency management value and helps make us a more resilient nation, end quote. 16 members of the Task Force Swiftwater Rescue Team left Wisconsin Friday night from the Regional All-Climate Training Center located at Volk Field in Camp Douglas. The team brought specialized equipment and supplies to assist with search and rescue, including boats, water rescue gear, and communications equipment. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best-of-three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason.
It's about getting them ready. We're going to face one of the best teams in baseball, whoever it is, with a lot of firepower, with a guy on the mound that's good. You know, you can say, well, he only had 4 days or he only had 3 days. This time of year, you can throw all that stuff out the window. It's about being ready to play, and we're going to play against somebody good. So, you know, buckle your chin strap and let's roll.
First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday. Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts!
J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361 State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced the winners of the 2025 Wild Turkey, Pheasant, and Waterfowl Stamp Design Contests. I'll tell you about the winners when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Talented artists from around the Badger State submitted artwork for judging for the 2025 Wisconsin Wild Turkey, Ringneck Pheasant, and Waterfowl Stamp Design Contest. Judging took place on August 24th at the Wisconsin Waterfowl Expo in Oshkosh. The winning entries will be featured on the next editions of the Wild Turkey, Pheasant, and Waterfowl Stamps. Holman resident Robert Liam took first place in this year's Wild Turkey and Pheasant Design Contest. John Rickaby of Suamico took first place in the Waterfowl Design Contest. This year's judges were Cody Kamarowski, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, Nell Swenson, the Wisconsin Public Policy Chairman from Ducks Unlimited, and Johnny Barrett, Conservation Specialist of Northeast Wisconsin for Pheasants Forever. For more information regarding Wisconsin's wildlife stamps, visit the DNR's Wildlife Stamp Design Contest webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Wildlife Stamp. Congratulations to Robert Liam and John Rickaby. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be quite a bit cooler today, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, breezy, partly cloudy, with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44. 98Q Country.
In the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. The raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls.
The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night.
as the storm blows all out of control. Deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. She's waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows, and the thunder rolls, and the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder. Bouncing off a Chevy fender, that feeling that you get first time she lets you kiss her. Rusty roofs that rattle when the rain is falling down, and shake deals, fresh cut hay fields and hometowns. Well, I'll always be a fan of old stray dogs and guitars playing. One room churches, back road walks, front porch swinging, sunset skies, bonfire nights. I love the simple things. That's how I'll always be.
That's how I'll always be.
Check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot.
Parking lot.
Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
Lady A, Lady A, and Tabellum in 98Q Country. Coach's show coming up. We're going to talk Shawamigan football, Shawamigan Butternut Mercer. We're going to talk Phillips football, and then we're going to talk Packers. We'll listen in on Matt LaFleur's Monday presser. I always like the Monday pressers better than the after-the-game pressers because there's always a lot of info on there, on injured people and stuff. So stay tuned. The coaches, Coach LaFleur, Coach Morgan, Coach Precor, all coming up after 9 o'clock here on 98Q Country.
We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway. By the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say,
say love you, wish you mean it. Boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, wish you mean it, baby.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it. I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Some men are attracted to a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. He first said, Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask a snake. Hey, what really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake.
Shake it, shake it,
Dakota, New York, LA, Houston, Tampa Bay, London, Tokyo, everywhere you go. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. Turns me on is the shake. So what really turns me on is the shake.
Mr. Hodag, Neil McCoy. That guy's still... He is all over the place. He's touring in Texas and Alabama. Got a show in Illinois coming up in a couple of weeks. He is a busy guy. 66-year-old Neil McCoy. Tell you what, I'm not much of a concert guy. I'm not much of a big crowd Hodag. That's just not me. But I would go to see Neil McCoy. I would get in and out to see Neil McCoy. Mr. Hodag. He calls Rhinelander his second home, right? With that Hodag Fest. Congratulations to the winner, by the way, of our Dells tickets yesterday. Pat Lishniewski was the winner. So she got the first set of Dells tickets. Another one going out the door today. So you got all day today to text us the word Olympus. O-L-Y-M-P-U-S. Olympus. Text that to us through the Civic Media app. Put that on your phone if you don't have it already. It's free on your Android or iPhone. Text us the word Olympus, and you'll be in. And we'll do it again Wednesday, Thursday. We'll have four total winners this week. Also, our big contest we had the last couple of weeks all across the Civic Media Network and our goal for the green or gold, we ended up having seven winners from right here in the 98Q listening area. Congratulations. Roger Buhager up in Glidden won some gold jewelry, one of the final few people to win in the last couple of days. We had Linda Smart and Ron Holman and Linda Furman, all in gold jewelry. $100 cash went to Michael Must down in Phillips. Linda Smart and Lisa Furman all won $100. The grand prize winner of those indoor tickets to see Green Bay and New Orleans on December 23rd, that winner, they're still trying to get a hold of them. So we don't know who it is yet. They're confirming. They send a text and they call, and some people, you know how it is. It's political season. People are just like, who's that? Sometimes it takes a bit to get in contact. So they're still working on that. So the grand prize winner hopefully will be announced very soon. We can't announce it until we know who it is. Birthdays and anniversaries are coming up in just a moment. If you have somebody who's celebrating on this October the 1st, we would love to wish them a happy day. 715-762-3221. You can always email us those birthdays ahead of time. Give it a couple days, wcqm@civicmedia.us. We talked earlier, Pete Rose passing away at the age of 83. Whatever you think about him on the gambling side, just baseball-wise, big red machine. Back in the 70s, he, I think, started his career actually in the 60s, I believe, or early 70s. Mr. Hustle, he was... everything that every young kid wanted to be in baseball, that guy who went head first, and he was something else. He was something else. Pete Rose passing away at 83. We lost music legend, actor, and much more, Kris Kristofferson. And this guy, at 58 years old, remember this commercial? I'll just give you a quick clip here.
Not today.
Dikembe Mutombo. He, the Geico commercial that came out, I'm not sure if it came out when he was still playing or afterwards, but he was a 7'2" player, had a wonderful personality, very intelligent man. He knew several languages in U.S., English language. He was very good at the English language, made him very personable. 7'2", and when he would block somebody, he'd put that little finger out like, So Geico did the ad. When Geico still has some pretty good ads, but this was back in the Camel Hump Day ads, and Dikembe Mutombo walked around and he blocked everybody. Somebody would throw a piece of paper in a wastebasket, he would block it. And this same ad, right after that, there's a young kid who went, this is great, YouTube it, Mutombo, Geico. A little kid goes to throw a box of cereal into his grocery cart at the grocery store, and Dikembe Mutombo swats it, and cereal goes everywhere. And he puts his finger up, not today. He was a very good block shot blocker, obviously, in the NBA. So Dikembe Mutombo. And I listened to about a half hour kind of a little analyzation documentary about him yesterday on one of my podcasts, and just a good man who had all kinds of charities that he gave to back in his hometown, his home country. So 58 for Dikembe Mutombo, had brain cancer, passed away yesterday. Not today. We'll get to the news, and then we'll get to our birthdays, celebrity and local birthdays here in just a moment.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Longshoremen's Association on strike. About 45,000 dock workers along the East and Gulf Coasts are off the job over pay and, they say, even more importantly, automation. Search teams still trying to track down hundreds of people unaccounted for after Hurricane Helene. ABC's Faith Abube is in Asheville, North Carolina.
Some people here without food, power, or water are growing desperate by the minute. In fact, we saw a couple of people along this road yesterday who were so desperate that they were going through the storm debris, trying to find any kitchen item they can find so they can put it over an open fire and cook something to eat.
The first and only vice presidential debate will be held tonight. Both campaigns have been trying to lower expectations for Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. The Israeli military moving into southern Lebanon for what it says are targeted operations against Hezbollah militant leaders. The IDF is warning those along the border to evacuate as it blows up tunnels and arsenals. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin today. He speaks in Wanakee this afternoon and Milwaukee tonight. Republicans have been urging Trump to spend some time in Wisconsin's bluest counties. Democrat Kamala Harris stumps in the Fox Valley on Thursday. The people who declare the winners on election night say they plan to be fast, accurate, and transparent. Anna Johnson is Washington Bureau Chief for the Associated Press. She says her organization is in the business of declaring winners, not projecting them.
The only way we declare races, so whether it's a presidential race or it's, you know, state legislative races, is when we are absolutely certain that there is no way that the trailing candidate can overtake the leading candidate.
Johnson speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Phillips Public Library is in search of chess players from 12 to 18 years old who would like to join a chess club. They're also looking for a chess coach to help the players. The club would meet and play chess at the library, and the library will discuss what day works best for everyone when they get enough players signed up. Those interested can contact Mrs. Johnson at the library. Catkins Animal Rescue is seeking sponsors for Jordan's Way. These sponsors will be featured live on Facebook on October 5th, and anyone interested can message catkins_Wisconsin@yahoo.com. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason.
It's about getting them ready. We're going to face one of the best teams in baseball, whoever it is, with a lot of firepower, with a guy on the mound that's good. You know, you can say, well, he only had 4 days or he only had 3 days. This time of year, you can throw all that stuff out the window. It's about being ready to play, and we're going to play against somebody good. So, you know, buckle your chin strap and let's roll.
First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday. Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
I love Pat Murphy. buckling up the chin straps, throwing things out the window. Pat Murphy's old school. I want to see the Brewers make a deep run here. Oh, the Butternut Lady Midget volleyball team, senior night last night, and they win over Solon Springs, 25-16, 25-15, and 25-21. We're going to have a couple of the senior players on the morning show, Reality Radio, tomorrow a little bit after 9 o'clock. So the Midgets have the rest of the week off. They'll go to Hurley on Saturday for a tournament. In action today on this Tuesday, the varsity volleyball team of Shawamigan will travel to Athens. That's action today. What else do we have here? Middle school football for Shawamigan. Butternut Mercer will be at Athens today also. And all right, and football coming up Friday night. We'll talk with the coaches, Coach Morgan and Coach Precor, about the upcoming games and about last Friday's game. Coaches show up after 9 o'clock.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Man, birthday wishes today. Kathy Frankie is celebrating today. That's from the family, Kathy. Hope you have a terrific day today. You share your birthday on this first day of October with other celebrities such as Zach Galifianakis. I've always had problems saying his name. There's just way too many vowels in there. He was in The Hangover and the trilogy and all those stuff. And Due Dates, Up in the Air, and others. Zach G. is 55 today. Everybody has those names, those words. That it just doesn't roll off the tongue. Cindy Margolis, the model and actress and internet pinup, is 59 today. Mark McGuire, baseball great, a part of the Bash Brothers, and this is, of course, the Oakland A's last year in Oakland. They're going to go to Sacramento for a couple years, and they're off to Vegas, so a sad year for an era of baseball with the Oakland A's and Mark McGuire, along with Jose Canseco, a couple of the Bash Brothers, and, of course, an era that was marred by steroids, and whether or not he will see the light of day. As far as the Hall of Fame goes, well, 61 today for Mark McGuire. Either way, he was certainly fun to watch. I mean, he was an Aaron Judge type figure. I mean, he was big. He was like 6'4", 6'5", 230 or so. Fun to watch. Randy Quaid, the actor, is 74 today. Who else here? Rod Carew.
Just mentioned him earlier this morning about some of the greatest pure baseball hitters of all time. Of course, being a Twins fan, always near and dear to my heart. Rod Carew is 79 today. He still lingers around the Twins a little bit and advises them a little bit. Not a lot. He used to be in the dugout, but not as much as he used to be. He's 79. Richard Harris, the veteran Irish actor from Guns of the Navarone and Mutiny on the Bounty. This sporting life, he was composer Jimmy Webb's unlikely choice to record MacArthur Park. Richard Harris, born on this day, 1930. He passed in 2002. George Papard, the suave actor, suave. He was a star of film, Breakfast at Tiffany's, The Carpetbaggers, and TV's Banachek, The A-Team. George Papard, born on this day, 1928, passed in 1994. Mr. C, Tom Bosley, the Chicago native, spent 12 years, of course, playing Howard Cunningham. Always fun to watch some of the reunions on that show and how, for the most part, everybody on the show got along so well. Mr. C, born on this day, he did other stuff too, but that's his stamp right there. 1927, we lost Tom Bosley back in 2010. And look at Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter. I had a discussion with my wife about this just a few weeks ago. The fact that Jimmy Carter is still going at it. He's 100 years old. He did make a little bit of a comment the other day about the presidential election. Not a lot. But, of course, ex-president from 1976 to 1980. Georgia guy. Peanuts. His brother Billy. There was a lot going on in those 4 years. There was the Iran hostage situation. It was a tumultuous 4 years. There were gas shortage issues. Jimmy Carter's 100 years old today. William Rehnquist, he was Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Born on this day, 1924, passed back in 05. Walter Matthau, the New Yorker, won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for The Fortune Cookie, twice nominated for a Best Actor for Conch and the Sunshine Boys, and of course, Grumpy Old Men. I think for most people, when you think of Walter Matthau, that's what you think of, unless you're older than me even, then you might go back to some of those old movies. He did a lot. The Odd Couple, he was in that. 1920, Walter Matthau was born. We lost him back in 2000. Grumpy Old Men and Grumpier Old Men, both of those are must-watches if you've never seen them. They were actually filmed in parts of it in Wabasha, Minnesota. The 4'11" Bonnie Parker, Texas bank robber, Depression-era crime spree, of course, and the Bonnie and Clyde, yeah. Being famous for something maybe you wouldn't want to be famous for, but that's what Bonnie Parker is known for. She was born in 1910. She was shot and killed and whatever happened to him. She didn't live long, but lived fast. Died in 1934.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler today, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, breezy, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
98Q Country.
You would have thought you wrote down every word. Goodbyes built out like it had been rehearsed. There ain't no point in trying to change your mind. Seems like you've got it all figured out. You're alright with the way this is going down. Don't tell me we could still be friends. Hang out on the weekends. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I
song. I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest. If you really believe there's a truth, you never loved me like I loved you. By the way you're talking, you would think you never had any real feelings for me. And if you think I could look across the bar, see you in someone else's arms, and I need you, who do you think you are? Trying to tell me we could still be friends, hang out on the weekends. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do. It won't be long till I forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest. If you really believe that's the truth, you never love me like I love you. Always told me you never leave.
Makes you think I wanna hear you say,
we could still be friends. No, I don't wanna be friends. Stop telling me, oh, oh, oh. We could still be friends, hang out on the weekends. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do. It won't be long till I forget to call. Drinking, you ain't the love song I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest, you really believe that's the truth. You never loved me like I loved you. You never loved me like I loved you. You never loved me like I loved you.
Brett Young at 98Q. Coach's show coming up. We'll talk with Coach Precor, Coach Morgan, and get the presser yesterday from Coach LaFleur. We'll get you caught up on all things football in the 9 o'clock hour. We might talk a little football right now, but more about your money. We got we got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good. You probably don't want to talk much about football, Packers, Vikings, so we'll just move on. I know. I learned that with Rick many years ago. I'm just going to move on, okay?
Yeah, it was kind of a surprising game. I mean, the Packers made a little bit of a comeback, but yeah, not good overall.
Yeah, crazy. Whenever these two teams play, it's always either a close game or something crazy, something weird happens. It just always seems to happen that way.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't know what it is, but yeah, absolutely.
Both teams walked away from that thinking to themselves, "Well, boy, that was ugly."
Yeah, for sure.
Packers took their turn in the first half. Vikings took their turn in the second half of just doing some ugly things. So.
Yep, and the Vikings were the ones to be able to hold on, I guess.
Hold on is the right word.
They're a little less ugly.
Yeah, all right, Matt. Well, we're going to talk about something that's been in the news the last week, and that is interest rates. We knew eventually, I guess, that interest rates were probably going to come down, and they did kind of somewhat abruptly, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I wanted to have talk about that today is, like you said, Joel, it's been on the news quite a bit, and certainly going back to September 18th when rates were actually cut, the Fed cut rates, that it's a pretty hot topic, and wanted to talk about how the interest rate cut, what it means for retirees.
Yeah, what it means for retirees and everybody. I mean, it's just a little half percent, but it does have a big impact, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
All right, let's dig in.
So, yeah, if you're retired or soon to be retired, so it's not really just aiming at retirees, but soon to be retired, how could the recent cut in interest rates by the Federal Reserve affect your finances? Unfortunately, there's not a simple answer because it depends on your financial circumstances, investments, and sources of retirement income. And if you're like many retirees, there could be both positive and negative impacts on your finances.
All right.
So the first thing I want to talk about was what was the recent interest rate cut by the Fed? And as I mentioned, on September 18th, the Federal Reserve cut its federal funds rate to a range of 4.75% to 5%. This was a reduction of 0.5%. The federal fund rate reflects the interest rate that banks charge other banks to borrow money. A lower rate helps consumer banks charge lower interest rates on consumer loans such as mortgages and credit cards. The theory is that consumers will pay less to borrow money, which could stimulate their spending and the economy. It's important to note that it might take some time for the federal rate cut to work its way to interest rates charged to consumers. A few financial institutions quickly reduced mortgage interest rates and credit card rates in response to the recent rate cut, but the impact hasn't fully worked its way through the financial system quite yet. And keep in mind that some rates, such as interest rates charged on credit cards, often exceeds 20% per year, which is far higher than the federal funds rate.
Right. Okay.
Also, it's certainly important to note that in the announcement, the Fed hinted at the possibility of future rate cuts to further stimulate the economy. Right. So how do lower interest rates, or how can it help retirees' finances? It's important to note that the Federal Reserve generally reduces interest rates to stimulate and improve the nation's economy. As a result, if you have a direct stake in the economy, sooner or later, you should realize a positive gain from the interest rate reductions. Some of the ways in which lower interest rates can improve your finances. The first is that stock and bond investments often appreciate or gain value when interest rates drop. Now we're a couple weeks out from the actual interest rate cut. You may have noticed that your stock and bond investments have most likely appreciated due to that recent rate cut. In other words, the cut has already been priced into the current market value of your investments.
All right.
Second, if you want to buy a home with a first mortgage, or if you currently have a variable interest rate mortgage, lower interest rates will reduce your monthly mortgage payment.
All right.
Also on the topic of mortgages, if you have a first mortgage with a fixed interest rate, you might be able to refinance your loan at a lower rate, which in turn would reduce your monthly mortgage payment as well. Of course, that Joel is you know, we have to kind of go through the calculations and kind of depending on when you got your loan, that may be able to reduce your monthly mortgage payment.
Yeah, to just look at the interest rate they have now and then contact their financial institution, see what their rate is, and there you go. There's your math, right?
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And will that save you money or not? or enough money to go through the refinance process?
Sure, yeah.
So, and if you take out a reverse mortgage on your current home, lower interest rates will reduce your borrowing costs and your accumulated loan balance will grow at a slower rate. This will give you more net home equity when you eventually sell your home and pay off the mortgage. Also, if you have substantial credit card debt or any other form of consumer debt, lower interest rates could reduce the amount of interest you pay, thus putting more money in your pocket to spend. However, the rates charged on credit cards and other consumer debt often stay at high levels, even when the Fed reduces the federal funds rate. Just kind of important to remember there.
Okay.
And lastly, as far as the how interest rates can help your finances, we all have a stake in the national debt. And since interest on the federal debt is one of the fastest growing segments of the federal government's annual budget, lower interest rates could slow the growth of interest we pay on that national debt. And next, Joel, what I want to talk about is how interest rates can hurt retirees' finances. So if you rely significantly on interest income from CDs, passbook savings accounts, and money market accounts, you'll most likely see a drop in your interest income. I know that's something that we've already started seeing is some of those CD rates and things are certainly going down.
Okay.
In yield. Also, once bond investments price in the impact of the reduction in interest rates, your bond investments will yield lower amounts going forward as well. Another potential negative impact comes into play if you decide to buy a traditional income annuity, which pays a fixed monthly amount for the rest of your life. The prices of traditional annuities move in the opposite direction of interest rate. So prices of these annuities will increase in the near future.
All right. All right.
One question that we get quite a bit, Joel, and especially in times like this when interest rates are falling, is should you pay off your mortgage? And while there can be several factors that influence retirees' decision to pay off their mortgage, one factor is whether your mortgage interest rate will exceed the rate you can earn on CDs, money market funds, and bonds. Lower interest rates on these investments can tilt that decision factor in favor of paying off your mortgage. But certainly want to note that there's a lot of different factors that certainly go into that than just interest rates.
Right, right, exactly.
And lastly, how should retirees move forward? Interest rate fluctuations are one good reason to diversify your sources of retirement income. Ideally, you'll have significant sources of retirement income that aren't influenced by interest rates. This is one good reason to optimize Social Security benefits and other sources of guaranteed retirement income, such as pensions and annuities. In addition, it's a good idea to re-examine any outstanding loans that you have. For instance, it's always a good idea to reduce credit card debt since the rates credit card companies charge far exceed other consumer loan rates, even with the recent rate cut.
Okay.
And you may also want to examine whether lower interest rates can make it worthwhile for you to refinance your mortgage or take out a reverse mortgage. However, if you believe that future rate cuts are in the cards, you might decide that you'd reap more money by waiting for those lower rate cuts in the future.
Right.
And lastly, part of your retirement job is to continually monitor key economic events and consider how they might affect your finances. By doing so and making the right changes to your finances, you could improve your finances by thousands of dollars.
Right. Well, keeping an eye on those interest rates is always a good idea. Whatever it may be, if you can get a lower interest rate, whatever it may be, you referred to this, Matt, is the credit card interest rates. They are what they are, and they're probably going to be always higher. But you know, if you can lower your interest rate on your home loan, if you can use a home equity line of credit to pay off a higher interest credit card debt, we're always just trying to get that lower interest rate, because that turns into a lot of money over time, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that money that you can save then can be spent elsewhere, either on other debt or savings or whatever the case may be. Absolutely.
Right. Well, folks have any questions, so they can always reach out to you, Matt, and chat a little bit. You mentioned about how lower interest rates affect people's retirement, and people may not have thought about that. So they can always sit down across the table from you, free initial consultation, and kind of air out what's on their mind, right?
Yep, absolutely. That's what we're here for. And we one of the first things that we talk about is you know, debt, whether it's a mortgage, credit card, things like that, and getting a plan together to you know, best pay that off and improving everyone's situation.
All right. Locations in Hawkins, Medford, and Phillips. You're on Facebook. Also, your webpage there at pioneer-financial.net. And how can they get a hold of you if they just want to pick up the phone and give you a call, Matt?
Yeah, so our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right, very good. Good information. I think generally some pretty good news for folks when that interest rate dropped. I think that's...
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think it affects a lot of people positively, so that's nice. All right, Matt, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday, okay?
All right. Yeah, sounds good. Thank you, Joel.
Matthew Krieger with Pioneer Financial Consultants. He joins us each Tuesday morning right around this time at 8:45 to talk about all different various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risk.